and being forced back.
Pinned to the wall. Next to Jupiter. He's trying to get at me. The artificial gravity is pinning him back as well. No, he can swing at me. Claws out, and I can't move.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a mighty friend,
kids, joined the Jet Jungle Club yet? You get a super badge, membership certificate, free copy of Jet's newsletter Jungle Talk, and lots of other surprises. Listen carefully. Send your name, address, age, and date together with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. Remember, your name, address, age, and date of birth with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. And don't forget to enjoy Jet's favorite breakfast every day, a delicious bowl of hot Jungle Oats.
Can he reach me? His claws have ripped my face to pieces and I can't move. No. His foreleg pinned back against the side of the command ship. He's pinned back as I am. All right. All this sound meeting sound may stop the killer sound from getting to Jupiter, but how long do we go on like this? If it doesn't work...
What happens? Ask the robot.
Yes, Norton.
The sound is being met by counter sound. It will not work.
Being met by counter sound? What is this?
Counter sound.
Discontinue.
Yes, Norton.
So, they are clever. More clever than I thought. So, we shall have to wait until they arrive here. So be it. We are prepared. The moment they step onto the soil of Armageddon, they will die.
Jupiter, not growling anymore. Has it worked? Right, now we switch off the rockets and... How? I'm pinned against this wall, the side of the command ship. No man can have the strength to get away from this. I can't move, but I must move. I must move and stop the rocket, stop the ship from spinning. Just move. Strength, all your strength, Jungle. Slowly, down the wall, onto the floor. Crawl. Try and crawl to the console. The controls. Crawling. Strength, Jungle. Get controls. Stop the rocket. Almost there. Almost there. I haven't the strength to lift my hand. I must lift hand. Almost. Got it. Is it still spinning? Oh, it's slowing. Can move a bit now. Maybe try and counterbalance with rockets on the port side. We stopped spinning. Jupiter seems all right. We'll bounce around again as we slow down. Mind yourself, Jupiter boy. Protect yourself. All right, we did it, boy. We did it. And you're okay again, huh? We'll never know how they did it, but we met that sound and fought it and beat it, but
You're my old pal Jupiter again, hey?
Hey?
That's my boy. Don't look so sad. It wasn't your fault. Hmm? Okay, siren off.
Jet! Jet, this is Professor Moretti calling Jet.
Yes, Spaghetti. Everything's all right here. We've either smashed that devilish sound thing that was hitting Jupiter, or they've turned it off. For the moment, everything's okay. How are things inside there?
They're okay, just. Can we come back in? Is it safe?
Quite safe now, yes.
Okay. Oh, Sam has a message for you. She says, next time you want to play around like that in the fairground, one of those spinning things, you know? We'd rather do it at Ryan's Peak and not here.
I said no such thing, Spaghetti.
Okay, then, so I'm eating your thoughts.
Jay, listen, why don't we try it again? I've still got Sam in my lap here, and that's okay by me.
Take your hands off her. She's my daughter.
Hey, is that so? Oh, heck, I do apologize, sir.
Don't listen to a thing he says. That is Hank, huh? Disregard Spaghetti and send the whole lot back in here, would you?
Must I? Okay.
Fast Hour 3, how are you guys doing?
Doing all right, Jed. Hey, what was all that fancy jazz about anyway, huh? I guess you had a sign going on as well. You need to go back to Earth so quickly?
we're still up in space, that's for sure. And we're less than half a day now from Armageddon.
Okay, by me. But do me a favor, Buster. Next time we have a few problems, you send Dr. Kent and that Samantha Muller in here. Far Star 3, right? Share and share alike, you know?
Okay. Look, we'll keep in contact. We begin undocking in about 3 hours. Out.
Cooey! Jupiter! This is your old friend, Spaghetti. You still don't want to bite me, remember?
Come on out, Spaghetti. Come on. One at a time. There's Jupiter, and he's okay again.
Can we pat him? You're sure he's friendly?
I know he is. Go and pat him. Go on.
Jupiter. Here, boy.
Hello, Jupiter. How are you looking around?
So, you fought sound with sound.
That's right, Doctor. It worked somehow.
They will try again. Norrin and the astral beings are evil things. They will try again to kill you and kill me. Me especially. For having been found by you.
Well, Ket, we'll have to do something about that, won't we?
Jet?
Yes, Sam?
What else can these devils plan for us?
Oh, who knows, Sam. So far, all right, we countered their spaceship, and we managed to counter the sound that was driving Jupiter mad. But from now on... Ket, what other weapons do they have, the astral beings?
I know of no others. No other things that can come to us in space.
Well, that's great news anyway. And what about there on Armageddon, when we land?
They have guns. What you would call guns.
Have they worked, eh? Fire bullets?
No, they are called stone guns.
Stone guns?
That's right. I don't know the principle involved, but from the mouth of the gun, as they fire, comes a ray of some kind. It is invisible.
The gun is made of stone?
No. You are turned into a substance like stone.
I see. How charming.
Mm.
And you never move again?
You can move again only when another gun is fired at you.
And this second gun brings you back to life again, Kat?
Not back to life, because you are not dead. You are imprisoned in stone, that is all. Of course, if the countergun is not used on you in time, you will die.
From?
Starvation. Thirst. Yeah. One cannot move when one has been hit by the stone gun.
Hmm. What other lovely little toys do they have?
None. But they can command the animals to some extent. The karks and the others.
And the dragons?
Those also.
I see. So, when we get there, if we get there... Oh, yes. Yeah, listen to you, Black Cat? One moment you want to chew my head off, and now you have to cheat to argue with me again. Here, what's the matter, eh?
Well, I think he's just so happy to be his own self again.
Yes, that's right, Sam.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you something, Jupiter. I am going to repeat what I said. So when we get there, if we get there... Yeah. So now you don't argue, huh? You know that the chance of getting there alive is most slim.
Hey, isn't that cute? Look, he's leaning against Jed, rubbing his head against Jed.
Yeah. You know what he's trying to say, don't you, Doctor?
No. Tell me.
Well, he's given up arguing with Spaghetti because he cheats so much.
I do not. Well, only sometimes.
He doesn't want to argue with Spaghetti because he cheats so much. And he's showing us that with Jet, him and Jet, we have nothing to fear.
That is cute.
Yeah, very cute, yes. I am the one who will lead this project to success. Spaghetti the Brave.
Spaghetti the what?
What's that sound? More stupid nonsense. Hey, back in the other spaceships. Hurry. No?
Spaghetti, it was just a systems warning that we're getting close to Armageddon. That's all, Spaghetti.
Well, that's all right, then. Armageddon. Stone guns. Fierce creatures. I could care.
You know, I find you hard to fathom out, Spaghetti. I mean, you act like a buffoon, but I know you aren't.
Now, of course I aren't, isn't. I mean, I am not a buffoon.
It's just a little game he plays, Doctor. It keeps us amused sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
But it seems to amuse him all the time.
So what's wrong? I laugh at my own jokes.
Come on, we'd better get back to work again. Armigan is 4 hours away now. May as well try and pick her out. Sam, please, would you?
Right, Jess. Anything in particular you'd like me to do?
Not right at the moment. Thank you, Doctor.
I can help?
No thanks, Kit. We most certainly need your help down there in Armigan. You reckon you'll see it through with us, huh?
My people must be saved.
How many are left?
Not many, but enough for us to begin again. They hide in the vaults below the city and the buildings. The astral beings have no way of getting them out of there. 100 of us live, no more.
Well, we'll save them, Kit. Don't you worry.
Kit, you've talked about the astral beings and what weapons they use, but what are they like themselves? Nothing...
That is some consolation, at least. Once we get the stone guns from them and make quite sure to avoid the dragons and the carks and the saber-toothed you-know-whats, we can fight them easily.
Not easily.
But you just said they were nothing.
That is so. They have no substance. They have an astral shape, which is nothing. You will hear them speak, but you will not see them. They have power, and I believe the shape of a man when they materialize. But otherwise, they are as nothing.
When a man gets to be 9 or 10, he's broken fast. And that's just when he needs the stuff that builds up man.
Yes, Black Cat peanut butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat peanut butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat peanut butter.
You mean they can hold guns and use them and move about, but they're invisible? That is the word, yes. Invisible. Cannot be seen.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.